Welcome back to segment 5, the final segment of program 11 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody, your host on WCGA. AM 1100, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful coastal Georgia, discussing in some finality the end of the world. Well, the end of the age of Gentiles where we are right now. And I don't think there's any other explanation, but here's the important thing to understand. If Adam sinned at the seduction of Satan himself, and Eve dragged him into it with the apple, ultimately the authority was Adam's, and he's the one that stood there while Eve was deceived. So the guy at the top, the guy at the top owns responsibility for that because he was present when that happened. If that sin were left unaddressed, Satan would have won because he would have been taking all of physical creation with him into his either future judgment or his, in his own mind, perceived victory. But let's go back to God at the moment that Satan rebelled. Why he didn't squash Satan like a grape, but instead allowed him to be thrown down and interact in the physical creation with the sons of Adam, the sons of God, those who are physical now but will be spirit in new bodies later on. Why didn't God wipe him out? Well, how about this? All of creation was watching when that happened. I can imagine this giant gasp of all the seraphim and cherubim and all the other spiritual creations we know nothing about. It's just when Satan said, "I shall ascend to the place of the Most High," you heard this, this big gasp in heaven, watching what God was going to do. Well, God had a plan, didn't he? He decided that at some point in the fullness of time, at the end of that first 4,000 years, he would become flesh and dwell among men, and he would die physically, a horrible death. And I don't want to get into this, but, you know, the Apostles' Creed and the other affirmations of faith say, some of them, he descended into hell. The third day, he rose again. Well, he preached to captivity captive. God suffered in that mysterious time between death on the cross and the resurrection. I think, oh, it's even hard to say. I don't even want to say it. Suffered for all the sins of humanity. It took it upon himself. Literally suffered an eternity of hell for his creation because of what Satan had done. But then when the Lord Jesus was resurrected, there was victory over death. But guess what? That resurrection that saved all those who would call upon the name of the Lord, sons of Adam, the sons of God, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever called upon him had eternal salvation, would be released from the sin that the evil one, that worm that we read about in Revelation 17, 18, 19, and 20. That worm has no possibility of salvation, nor the angels that followed him. It is only the physical creation of the seed of woman who has the opportunity, in spite of their sinfulness, even while they were yet sinners, the God of the universe incarnated himself, died for them, and every, you know, it's, try to explain why death is necessary in the salvation plan. It's necessary because God demonstrated his massive love for physical creation at the same time showing Satan, this is what you get There will be no recourse for your sin, even though sinful man, created lower than the angels, has the opportunity to dwell eternally with Father God. In that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the whole plan of creation is really the interaction, not between God and Satan, but between Satan and mankind as God's representatives. And God had a plan for Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, and he certainly has a plan for America. And because he has the plan, the witch spirit hates it. The witch spirit hates America. And through the Democrat Party, particularly the DNC and those demonic operatives pushing them, we're seeing before our very eyes the utter dissolution of a nation established by great and righteous men at the behest of God 3 centuries ago. The beginning of it, 3 centuries ago. 4, if you want to split hairs. God has a purpose for America. The Democrats, and because Satan hates them and is working through the Democrats, they're trying to tear it apart. And there's one man, Donald Trump, warts and all, who God has chosen, as he did Cyrus, in my opinion, to deliver this nation if it can be delivered. A lot of pseudo-warriors are standing up, men and women, to get in the way, and they call themselves Republicans. Ladies and gentlemen, join me next week. We'll continue the discussion. But understand this, God has a plan, and that's the bigger picture. God bless you, and see you next week.